Thank you very much, Madam Vice Chair. We join others in welcoming you chairing our deliberations. We are grateful to the President, his team and the facilitators, and to the ISU for producing this consolidated document. We believe that it is a good basis for moving forward. We agree with the comments made by Germany, including that this is first and foremost a disarmament treaty. And we also agree with comments from other delegations, including the United Kingdom. We concur with the comments made by the United States regarding the structuring and timing of the intersessional working group. We also agree with the United States and Brazil that we need to find the right niche for assistance provided through the BWC. Regarding the first paragraph under Part A, we agree with other delegations that the word full before implementation is not appropriate. The mechanism we plan to establish is not the only way of providing Article 10 assistance. There's a lot of work being done to implement Article 10 on a bilateral and plurilateral basis, including through the Global Partnership. Canada has, on behalf of the Global Partnership, submitted a working paper, Working Paper 51, which details hundreds of projects valued at more than $1.5 billion delivered in support of Article 10. Canadian taxpayers are contributing tens of millions of dollars annually to reduce the threat of biological weapons in support of Article 10, and most of this assistance has to date been delivered outside the mechanisms of this convention. We do not agree with the comment that there is an imbalance between the proposed Article 10 steering group and the proposed science and technology mechanism, or that these are competing mechanisms. We believe science advice can also enhance cooperation and assistance under this convention. There is an Article 10 component to a science and technology review mechanism. Moreover, as other delegations have stated in the past, during past discussions, we believe that a science and technology review mechanism will probably benefit developing countries more than developed countries. We also note that investments will need to be made to support a voluntary trust fund. This fund will likely be closely linked to the Article 10 steering group. Canada intends to contribute to the voluntary trust fund if it turns out to be a workable mechanism. We agree with Spain, Cuba, Austria, Brazil, and other delegations that financial and human resource implications need to be considered for the proposals under consideration, and we welcome information to that effect in due course. Thank you, Madam Chair.